It is time for the Weekend Arts Roundup. Marianne Combs from the NPR Newsroom and the State of the Arts blog at nprnews.org. She joins us every Thursday morning. Good morning, Marianne.
Good morning. I love my new music, by the way.
I just sort of substituted in there. We'll see if it ends up being the official music. Do you like that one? If you do, we'll keep it.
I think it has a good riff.
All right, yeah, then we'll keep it.
Yeah.
It's now your theme.
I feel like I'm walking through the city streets.
Okay, cool. That's the vibe we want to cultivate for that. Awesome.
All right. So, you know, of course, you guys know it's a big weekend in Lower Town St. Paul because it's the weekend for Northern Spark. And I know you guys are talking to Steve Dietz coming up
a little around 9. Yeah.
Yeah. But I just wanted to let you know that there is stuff to do if, say, you are like me and you find yourself drifting off to sleep at, say, 10:30-ish and you can't make your way through the entire night. There is a bunch of stuff you can do before then. And I just want to encourage people to say, don't like kill off the whole thing and say, no, I'm not an all-night person because there's a ton of stuff starting at like 6:30.
Is there really? Okay,
yeah.
we're under the impression
yeah,
that
you know,
9
the
is the time.
The official start is 8:45. The official start is at 8:45. But leading up to that, there's plenty of stuff that you can do. So for instance, at the new Bedlam Theater in downtown St. Paul, they're hosting a beaker and brush discussion. This is one of those science museum, the melding of art and science. And because they've got the new Maya exhibition coming up, they're looking at Mayan culture. So this is going to be all about Mayan culture and the intersection of science and art in Mayan culture. And that's going to be starting at 6:30 at Bedlam. You can grab a drink, hang out, talk about art, science, Mayan culture. Nice. Now at 7 o'clock, down by the Mississippi River at Lambert's Landing, Ananya Dance Theater is going to be performing this sort of ritual dance movement and involving water. And it's the voices of the Cherry Spoon Collective musicians and poet Mankwe Ndosi will be there. There'll be a meditation and it's like a water ritual, and all sorts of stuff involving the river, and Ananya Dance Theater and various, local talent will start at 7 o'clock and run through like 8:20. So that's Dance of a Thousand Water Dreams with Ananya Dance Theater. Now, also at 7 o'clock, you can get wrapped by, so the participants, this is Public Art St. Paul, has this huge spider. They call it the Pass Spider, Public Art St. Paul, PASP. Anyway. So participants will be engaged in the making of instant fly masks and wings and be invited to get wrapped into a cocoon. They will then be able to pose as if caught on an on-site woven web. So they'll be like,
ooh, that's freaking me out. That's totally freaking me out.
So when you go early to Northern Spark, you can go home early and have a nightmare about this.
No. You think if you'd be woven up in your little cocoon and you will sleep, so, you know, it will be lovely, comfortable.
Leave it to Marianne to come up with the cozy interpretation of getting wrapped in a spider web.
Clearly, Marianne doesn't have night terrors.
No, she doesn't have night terrors about spiders.
No, I have no issues with spiders, really.
Good.
Yeah. And so, anyway, it's a kind of a cool project, but it's, you know, it's supposed to be you're being delivered into a steampunk Victorian fairyland of participatory sci-fi horror. Okay, so much
that's
for my
kind
of
help.
Yeah. No, that sounds cool.
That sounds very cool.
So yeah, and then of course there's the opening ceremony and concert, which features Maida, and of course, you know, I think Mayor Coleman is sort of going to introduce the thing, and TPT and Minnesota Original are presenting the opening ceremony concert. And so, you know, Maida's music, you know, R&B, pop kind of stuff. And so it's going to be, there's lots of stuff that will just get you to 9 o'clock. And if you're feeling at 9 o'clock,
you just conk out.
Well, and then I would just really recommend that you take a walk through the Union Depot because there's going to be a ton of stuff going on in the Union
Depot. That's kind of going to be the
hub kind of thing.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly. Exactly. So, and you can find out more of that, of course, with Stephen Dietz when he comes in later. But,
that's right.
Yeah. But so don't knock it because you're not a night person. There's stuff you can do. Oh, and then the other stuff you can do this weekend, because wait, there's more.
Of course.
If you're in Minneapolis and you say, there's no way I'm going to St. Paul, I never go to that side of the Twin Cities.
Don't they have just like a big train yard over there?
No, trust me, we've got art too. There's the Arts on Chicago celebration this Saturday, which is going to be pretty awesome. It's from 32nd Street to 42nd Street on Chicago Avenue. And it's all the sort of budding arts organizations getting together and doing a bunch of different activities. So there's going to be Wing Young Huey has this photo exhibition in different storefronts. So you can go in and see the portraits he's done, you know, getting people to meet each other. So he's like, he did this really cool project. I'm going to go talk to him later today about it, where he would meet a person in a storefront and he'd take their picture and say, well, who have you always, or what storefront have you always wanted to go in and wondered what's going on in there? And so he takes them over there, introduces them to the people who work there.
Oh, that is so cool.
And then takes their picture, and then he asks them, so who would you, have you always been interested, and so on and so forth. So it sort of leapfrogs throughout the town. And so he's breaking down all these barriers.
That's
while he's doing
excellent.
Yeah, so that's just one of the projects. Also, there's Stilt Walking, a local artist, Masa. He got a bunch of kids, and he taught them how to walk on stilts. So they're going to be walking around town on Chicago Avenue on stilts. They're going to be painting the pavement at one of the corners. Tons of fun stuff. So it's all going on all day Saturday on Chicago Avenue between 32nd and 42nd Avenue.
Nice.
Go check it out. Yeah.
Indeed. Fantastic. Marianne Combs, as always, thank you for stopping in to give us a slice of the weekend art.
Yay. Let's pray for good weather.
Exactly. Right. The Weekend Arts Roundup. And you can also check out Marianne Combs. She writes the State of the Arts blog at nprnews.org.